Well, today, January 3rd, is the feast day of the Holy Name of Jesus. This feast day was re-added to the Universal Church calendar by Blessed John Paul II a few years before he died. Originally, this feast day had begun in the 1400s among the Belgian, English, Scottish, and German bishops. And then it was extended to the Universal Church in the year 1721. So from 1721, for many centuries, it was a feast day of the Holy Name of Jesus. It sort of fell into disuse, but again was resurrected by Blessed John Paul II a few years back. So now every January 3rd, we can focus on honoring the greatest of all names, the Holy Name of Jesus. The name Jesus in Aramaic is Yeshua. In Hebrew, it's Yehoshua, which means Yahweh is our salvation. And isn't that appropriate name for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Jesus means God is our Savior. And that's who Jesus was, God, who became man, who became our Savior. Our Lady and Saint Joseph did not get this name themselves. It was given to them by the angel Gabriel. The angel Gabriel told them, you will conceive and bear a child. Of course, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Mary was told that she would conceive this child and she would name him Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Well, the great promoter of the holy name of Jesus was Saint Bernardine of Siena, who lived from 1380 to 1344. If you've been to Rome, people always go to Assisi, and one of the most important places they'll also visit is Siena, that beautiful town. And in the town square, where they have the famous polio race every year, is where St. Bernardine of Siena preached about the holy name of Jesus. In fact, there's a marking on the ground right at the base of the clock tower where he would preach. And underneath the clock tower at the city hall is the large letters that he made popular, IHS, the monogram for the holy name of Jesus in Greek, those Greek letters. And he would emblaze them in gold, and he would have rays of light coming forth from that. And he was the one who popularized this devotion to the Sacred Heart. He helped to invent holy cards, and he would give out holy cards with IHS to the people, especially to the children. The people would have these carved in wood or made in beautiful gold and placed in their homes as well as on public buildings. So if you go throughout Siena today, you'll see countless places where you have the IHS. And this became very popular to put on vestments. Notice today, what do you see on the altar cloth? IHS, the holy name of Jesus in Greek. In fact, it was Bernardine of Siena who had the word Jesus added to the Hail Mary. As you know, the first part of the Hail Mary was the angel Gabriel, hail full of grace, the Lord is with you. The second part was Elizabeth, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. So up until that point, the Hail Mary said, blessed are you, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Bernardine of Siena had Jesus added to the end of that first part of the Hail Mary. So again, he's a great promoter of reverence for the holy name of the Lord. And we know God wants his name kept holy. Look at the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So may we hold God's name holy. May we hold the name of Jesus holy. See, a person's name represents the person. When you honor and respect God's name, you honor and respect God. When we blaspheme or use it profanely, we blaspheme something so sacred, so holy. It's one of the Ten Commandments, right? Keep holy, you know, the Sabbath, and thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That's how important it is. In the Old Testament, if somebody used God's name in vain, they'd be stoned. Imagine that. We've gone from that to every time you turn on the TV or a movie or go to work, you hear, sadly, God's name or the name of Jesus used carelessly or in vain. I heard on the news a couple years ago a true story over in London, England. The teacher was talking about the nativity of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And a five-year-old said to the teacher, very sincerely, why did Mary and Joseph name their baby after a bad word. Okay? That's what we've come to. That the only time this child had ever heard Jesus' name was in profanity or blasphemy in his own house. And so we have to make reparation. That's why the Holy Name Society was started in 1274 to promote reparation for sins committed against the Holy Name of Jesus. So the Holy Name Society has been around to promote reverence for the name of God, the name of Jesus, and to make reparation for profanity, blasphemy, perjury, and improper language. So what should we do when we're at work or you hear somebody use God's name in vain? Well, first, say a prayer. Say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," or the Our Father. Say a prayer to yourself silently. So make reparation or say the Hail Mary, which honors the name of Jesus. Then if you have the opportunity, it'd be good to tell the person to always have reverence and respect for God's holy name. So it's something that we should be trying to promote at work or in the family, in the home. Whenever we hear God's holy name or Jesus' name used improperly, that we say a prayer and try to correct it and try to always honor his holy name.